Okay, so last time we learned, we covered this Mishnah. The first Mishnah, the seventh parak of Sota, tells us that there are certain things which are said in any language, and there are other things which are said dafka in Lashon Kodesh. We get into this because Parsha Sota is ne'emeres b'chol Lashon, right? That, we're learning Sota, and Parsha Sota you can say in any language, and they give us a list of other stuff as well. Vidui Maiser, Kriyash Matfila, Yerchas HaMazon, all these things can be said b'chol Lashon. Now, last time we learned, we noted a machlokas in the science of Gersology and Lahalacha, machlokas between Rashi and Tosos, about how we understand this first line in the Mishnah. Does anyone want to fill me in on what that machlokas Rashi and Tosos was? Tell me.
Rashi says b'chol lashon, so any language, and just what says b'lashon amet, they have to actually understand it.
Well, exactly.
Sheva.
Very good. Yeah. It sounds like, according to Rashi, that you don't have to understand what you're saying. And the Be'er Sheva says that is what we would say, inconceivable. Right? That's my favorite word for my favorite movie. But the idea basically is that it's not shayach. How can you have Parsha Sota in Parsha Sota, you have to warn her, like, because you did this X, Y, Z, like, if you don't understand it, like, how could that be? So the Be'er Sheva answers, Temi started, you want to finish it off?
Be'er Sheva says it just doesn't have to be grammatically correct.
It just has to be louder?
It doesn't have to be grammatically correct.
It doesn't have to be grammatically correct, exactly. In other words, obviously you have to understand the language. When Rashi says, B'chol Lashon, Rashi's text of B'chol Lashon really means, even if it is not the king's English, even if it is a different form of English, that is like yeshivish English or some other language of English that is probably not grammatically correct, that still is good. That's the way we learned Rashi and Tosfos. We also pointed out, or maybe we didn't point out, but it's kedai to point out now, that Tosfos makes his comment that the correct girsa in the Mishnah is bilshonam, and therefore you have to understand it. But Tosfos finishes off with like three words, or four words, that seem to go against everything Tosfos said. What are those four words? Bigemara lo mashmahachi. No? Tosfos says, I have this great idea, but it's against the Gemara. Now, we'll have to focus probably next time we learn. We will learn on Wednesday. I don't know why they put me on some panel Wednesday. It's a shame we're going to learn anyway. But,
Two panels.
Amazing. I'm like, oh, I don't know what I am. Two panels. But, Mir Tashem will learn on Wednesday. I have to think this through. And we'll see on Wednesday, B'li Neder, where Tosfos sees that the Gemara doesn't sound like Tosfos said. Okay, so far so good. Let's move.
What? People say it was like in editing, if somebody else put that last four words in.
Who said that?
No, I'm asking. I don't know.
I have not seen that anywhere.
Okay.
In other words, that would be like, that's really out to get somebody. Like, you have a whole Tosfos and like some editor adds, oh, the Gemara doesn't sound that way? That's too mean.
It happens once in a while.
I'd have to see that. That's already, I don't know. That's hard. Okay, Chevra. So the next Tosfos is really interesting, right? The next Tosfos. Who wants to tell me what's Tosfos's kasha in Tosfos Dima Maso Kriya Shema Utfila? Frima?
He asks why certain things aren't included on the list.
Right. Now, Tosfos is bothered by Akasha. Amai Shir, how can we leave out Hallel, Kiddush of Shabbos, Birchas HaPeros, Birchas HaMitzvos? How can we leave these out? That's what Tosfos is asking. Now, usually, when we have a kasha, how come you leave something out? The answer is, what's the standard answer? Tosfos proposes that. That's not standard. That's like razzle-dazzle. The standard answer, if I give you a list of 10 items, and certain things are left out, what would you say? Why did they leave?
It's our kasha. They don't need to.
You don't have to.
Yeah.
Either it's too pashut, or you can't list everything. Lists are not comprehensive. Sometimes final exams are comprehensive. But a list in the Mishnah might not include all of the possible dinim. So it could be that Hallel, Kiddush of Shabbos, Birchas HaPeiros, Birchas HaMitzvos are not included because the list is not comprehensive. And if you look in the Tosfos HaRosh over here, I believe I put it on the Makoros, Tosfos HaRosh is inclined to say that the list in our Mishnah is not comprehensive because of other things that the Mishnah does not have. We mentioned like Shvuas Bitoy and Shvuas Hadayonim. Did we mention this last week? Right? Shvuas Bitoy and Shvuas Hadayonim basically are Shvuas Hadayonim is if I'm Modeh B'Miksas. Shvuas Bitoy is I just swear something. Those cases are not listed in our Mishnah. Why not? So Tosfos HaRosh answers Tana V'Shiyer, that sometimes the Tana leaves cases out. Apparently, our Tosfos does not want to say Tana V'Shiyer because of the first word in our Mishnah, which is Elo. Elo means these. These in the sense of, this is a comprehensive list. So the Kitzar Ma'asa, Tosfos asks a question, how come we don't say Hallel Kiddush, Birchas HaPeiros, Birchas HaMitzvos? So what's Tosfos' proposed answer? Lekol HaMeimar means don't say. In other words, I'm proposing an answer. I want to hear someone else. So far we've had one Chavrusa speaking this year. We need to have other people speak. I won't call on you because it's hard for me. I'm trying to be nice. Lekol HaMeimar.
You're not supposed to say Ishin Dei Derech Zederabanan because it's not actually a binary list, and it's
not
both in the Mishnah.
Gevaldik. In other words, Zaktaisis may be the cases in our Mishnah, our D'oraisa, and the cases that we left out are Derabanan. Right? That's Tosis's proposal. And Tosis says, no, that can't be, because there are cases in our Mishnah which are Dirabbanan. For example, what are the cases that Tosfos says are in our Mishnah but are Dirabbanan? Every word in this Tosfos is like Shak Folo Chidushim. Miss Versh, whatever, Sarah.
He says Shema and Tefillah.
Kriya Shema and Tefillah are Dirabbanan. Is anyone pulling their hair out yet?
Well,
tefillah
not an
eratzon
according to
Ramban. So tefillah is a famous machlokas Rambam and Ramban, whether it's derais or drabanan. So Tosfos is assuming that it's drabanan. That's not so bad, right? The Rambam says tefillah is derais. The Ramban says the Gemara in the first half of Tainis that izahu avoda she believe have yomer zu tefillah. The Rambam says that shows that tefillah is derais. The Ramban says no. Tefillah is not d'oraisa, although the Ramban sort of hedges, and the Ramban says maybe davening is d'oraisa be'es tzara, and the Ramban hedges more in his commentary al Hatayra, where the Ramban writes that maybe weekday davening is d'rabbanon, but Shabbos and Yontif davening is d'oraisa. No? That's really interesting. But, okay, that's the Ramban. So Ramban says davening is derabbanan fundamentally, and Tosfos is saying tefillah is derabbanan. But what about Kriya Shema? Is Kriya Shema derabbanan?
Brachos suggests
that it's deraisa. So. Yeah, Kriya Shema sounds deraisa. I mean, the Torah says say Shema, no? Like, if you think of a Doraisa, like Kriya Shema is like on the top of your list, but Tosfos refers to a Gemara, I think Daf Yomi did this like yesterday, 2 days ago.
Yeah.
Right, so Tosfos refers to a Gemara, which is that the Gemara has an opinion that Kriya Shema is Durabbanon. The Gemara has an opinion that Suffolk, right, the Nafgamina between Doraisa and Durabbanon is Suffolk. A Doraisa, you gotta repeat it. Durabbanon, you don't. Tosfos says, well, maybe Shmaz Dirabonon, and the Gemara has such an opinion. And then Tosfos also adds that you're telling me that the list of the stuff that we don't include, meaning Hallel and Kiddush, all those things are Dirabonon. Well, that's not true also, because Kiddush is Dairaisa. So basically, Tosfos has this straw man suggestion that the things that are left out of our Mishnah are Darabonans, and the things in our Mishnah are Daraisas. And Tosfos says it's wrong on both counts. It's wrong in terms of the things that are left out of the Mishnah, where some of them are Daraisa. And it's wrong within the stuff that are in our Mishnah, because some of them are Darabonan. Tosfos also does not say anything about Hallel, no? In Tosfos' list, you have Kiddush, which Tosfos first thinks is Dirabonan, and then says, no, Kiddush is Deraisa. You get an impression that Tosfos assumes that Hallel is Dirabonan. That's a big question. That's a machlokes between the Ran and the Ramban. It's a good shiur to give on Yontav at some point, but not for now. But this Tosfos, again, every word in this Tosfos is like full of Chidushim. Tosfos is saying that I have this suggestion that the difference is Deraisa, Dirabonan, but it doesn't really work. Then Tosfos adds Bishlama Mikra Megillah. What's Tosfos saying with those words? Bishlama Mikra Megillah Ikala Meimala Harishir Detonim Perk Beis Megillah Haloi Shashama Ashuris Yotza. What's Tosfos doing with that line? Okay, Frima, you've put your hand up every single question, so I'll call you again.
So as far as I understood it, he's saying that it makes sense that Megillah is not on the list because Megillah is its own kind of category where you could be Yotzei even if you don't understand the language that it's being read in.
Nachon, excellent. Right, so Tosfos is suggesting, right, in other words, Tosfos begins by talking about Hallel and Birchas HaPeros and Birchas HaMitzvos. But there's really one thing that Tosfos left off of his original list of stuff that is not in our Mishnah and should have been. And that thing is Megillah. So Tosfos says, oh, I'll tell you why we leave Megillah out. Because Megillah, you're Yotze, even if you don't understand. Haloes she shama ashuris yotze. If you hear the Megillah in Biblical Hebrew, you're Yotze, even if you don't know Hebrew. That's what Tosfos says, no? And that sounds like Megillah in this respect is different than all the other dinim. Right? Tosfos is saying the reason why Megillah is left out is because Megillah is different. Megillah, I'm Yotze in Hebrew, even if I don't speak Hebrew. But all the other dinim, apparently, I'm not Yotze in Hebrew, even if I don't speak Hebrew. I'm not Yotze in Hebrew. This line in Tosfos, our dear beloved friend, the Keren Ora. Hey, we're going to be hearing a lot about the Keren Ora because I'm obsessed with him. The Keren Ora sort of had one of the worst jobs in the world. There are two brothers, the Mishkanis Yankiv and the Keren Ora. The Mishkanis Yankiv was Reb Yaakov of Karlin. His brother is the Reb Yitzchak of Karlin. They had the worst job on the planet because they are Litvak Rabbonim in the Hasidish city of Karlin. It's not fun to be... They were big Talmid HaChamim, the Hasidim. But, you know, right now Hasidim and non-Hasidim get along. There was a time in Jewish history that things were not as pleasant as they are now. So the Keren Ora points out that Tosfos is saying that only Megillah is an exception. Only Megillah are you Yotze in Hebrew if you don't understand Hebrew. Everything else, you are not Yotze in Hebrew if you don't understand it in Hebrew. This is against... Did anyone read the Mishnah? Yeah. Sarah?
I'm not sure, but that's a crazy implication in terms of just like the way Judaism works, the big adult in the world.
Exactly. I just converted someone to Judaism this morning. I do this like for fun, you know, like, yeah, I have to start off the day, like, so whatever, we convert somebody. And like one of the things that we require in conversion is that you know some Hebrew, that you can read in Hebrew. It's sort of like a rite of passage. Now, it would make a lot more sense to have people daven in English. In fact, our Mishnah says that you could daven in English, no? Eilu nemar b'chol lashon, tefila. When you daven in Hebrew, if on some level, you don't really understand it, right? I mean, I don't want to take a survey, but my guess is if I'd ask all of you to translate the full bracha of Olam Oshinim, and certainly if I'd ask you to translate the Kinos on Tisha B'Av, you probably would get some words wrong. No? I think most of us daven in Hebrew, and we don't fully understand Hebrew. There are words that we don't get, yet we assume that we're Yotze. The Mishnah Brura in Siman Samach Beis, right? Did any of you have a chance to look at that Mishnah Brura in the Bir Halacha? So the Bir Halacha in Siman Samach Beis is chock full of Chidushim. And one of the Chidushim that the Bir Halacha writes is that, of course, you're Yotze in Hebrew if you don't understand Hebrew. And he kind of hints at like a Kabbalistic idea that Tfilos, you know, the Nefesh HaChayim, Nefesh HaChayim is like two major foci. There is Tfilah and Torah, no? Usually when you learn Nefesh HaChayim, you focus on the Torah part of the Nefesh HaChayim, but Shar Beis and the Nefesh HaChayim is all about Tfilah. Nefesh HaChayim, when he writes about Tfilah, basically he writes that the Tfilos are instituted by the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah, and if you look at the Torah, they count the specific number of words in every bracha, and there's great Kabbalistic significance to every word, and you're only Yotze that Kabbalistic significance if you say it in Hebrew. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says, if you daven in Hebrew, even if mir fashteit nisht ivris, you're still Yonri Yotze. Because Tefillah does two things. Tefillah is our personal way of expressing what we need to the Ribbono Shel Olam. But Tefillah also, we believe, on some level, is like, I don't want to say magic, because that's like the wrong word, but Tefillah has a koach to unlock hashba'a ruchani, to unlock, right, great things. Don't we all believe that about davening? So, the Mishnah Berurah paskens that you're Yotze davening in Hebrew if you don't understand Hebrew. The Karen Ora says, that's really beautiful, it's really nice, it's really sweet, but dude, didn't you read Taisus and Sota Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph? That's the Karen Ora's Taina. Ms. Engel.
Okay, so what about the whole concept about Malachim don't understand Aramaic? And so,
yeah.
America's only from Tulip Tzibor, so part of the Hebrew is that so the Malachim can bring over Tulip Session.
So again, there are certain tefillos that we do in Aramaic, dafka, because we don't want the, because Malachim don't speak Aramaic. But you could dab, Malachim presumably speak every language besides Aramaic.
Oh, really?
That's really two opinions in Taisus. Again, that's a very hard Gemara to understand, because it seems to be against one of the Ikari HaEmunah.
Right.
We daven to Hashem only. We don't daven to angels. So what does the Gemara mean about angels not speaking? So I can't get into it. It's too hard, too complicated. I don't know. But we daven in Hebrew. Aramaic, by the way, might be Lashon Kodesh. What is Lashon Kodesh? Right? There's a Machlokas Ramban. Ala Torah, no? Either Hebrew is called Lashon Kodesh because the Torah is given in Hebrew, or Hebrew is called Lashon Kodesh because there's no dirty words in Hebrew. Is Aramaic Lashon Kodesh? There's a lot of Torah in Aramaic, no? Sefer Daniel, is it part of Torah? I mean, if you're not in yeshiva, Sefer Daniel is part of Torah. If you're in yeshiva, it's not part of Torah. But Sefer Daniel is part of Torah. Right? There are Aramaic words in Chamisha Chumshei Torah. Which words in Aramaic?
Oh,
Yigar Sahadusa. It's Aramaic. No? There are Aramaic words in Chumash. Aramaic is assumed to have certain Kedusha, but not for now. And that will take us very far afield.
We had a whole class on this in Rabbi Amman's class about Avodah Zarah, like modern applications of Avodah Zarah.
Oh, yeah.
So it was a whole conversation of superstition and Malachim, can you daven in a cemetery and all that. So the sugya came up, user Sadi Gaon has like a really interesting take to it that you wouldn't expect for someone who's like more rational in general. And he's like his art, Rabbi Amman said that our way we interpret it is that we don't daven to Malachim, Malachim just carry up our tulip. So
right.
We want to daven in Hebrew, so Malachim carry up our tulip, but when we're davening the Tzibor, we can daven in Aramaic.
Because Hashem himself is present.
Exactly, right. But then Rasadi Gaon has like a different approach, which implies that maybe Malachim do to some extent get our two looks together.
Oh, yeah?
It's like really interesting.
That's wild. Okay. But Bekitzer HaMa'asa, Tosis seems to be saying, the Karanura points us out, that you are not Yotze in Hebrew if you don't speak Hebrew. The implications for that would be tremendous, no? This is like a backwards chumrah. It's a chumrah to daven in English. Right? Or, So, Tosis is bothered by the kasha, how come we leave out Hallel, Kiddush, Birchus HaPeiros, Birchus HaMitzvos? So Nireh, Tosis answers that what? Who wants to tell me Tosis' answer, the punchline? You seem quiet, Sarit.
I'm really tired.
Okay, that's fair. It's Monday. Yeah.
There's a difference between what you hear and what you're saying today. Like,
say it a little bit better.
Okay, so having a mind share, when you're adding to honey memory the whole shown, a few ino shoman.
Meaning
like whether or not you're like, because of Megillah, right, you're reading it to hear. So like right, am I saying
so that? So the word shomea and tosis does not mean hear. Shomea means
understand.
Tosis is saying that the ones that are in our Mishnah is ne'emar davka bilshonam, you have to say it in a language that you understand, which is the same idea that the top Tosis on this daf mentioned. The things in our Mishnah, sota, kriyashma, tefila, you could say it in a foreign language, but you have to understand the foreign language. However, you could say Hallel, Shabbos Kiddush, Brachos, you could say in a foreign language, even if you don't understand that language. That's what Tosis says.
That's
from the Megillah. Speak louder.
How is that different than Megillah?
So how is it different than Megillah? That's... So apparently... Uh-huh. 1 second.
We also still have a tefillah issue.
Well, tefillah, Tosis is saying, you have to understand the language that you're saying it in. But Hallel, you don't.
I'm saying, like, now we still have that issue.
Well, no, but in other words, are you saying that?
Yeah.
Correct. In other words, the diuk that we had in Tosis that you might not be yotze tefillah in Hebrew if you don't understand Hebrew is a problem. But 1 second, let me just try to think about Meira's question. Meira's asking, by Megillah, it's left out because you're Yotze in Megillah if you hear it in Hebrew. Right, I think that's... In other words, Megillah is different than both subsets. Right? Hallel, Kiddush, etc. You're Yotze in French even if you don't understand French. The stuff in our Mishnah, Sota... You're Yotze in French only if you understand French. Megillah is different than you're Yotze in Hebrew if you don't understand Hebrew. But nothing else fits into that category of Megillah. Megillah is like a sore thumb. It sticks out on its own. I think that's what Tosis is saying.
Only Hebrew?
Again, you'd be Yotze in... The Gemara has a machlekes, whether you're Yotze in other languages or not. But it's entirely possible that you're only Yotze in Hebrew, if you don't understand Hebrew. But that's different than every other case in our Mishnah and the cases that we left out. In all the other cases, Hebrew is not really different than any other language. With Hallel, I'm Yotze in French. If I don't know French, I'm Yotze in Hebrew if I don't know Hebrew. The stuff in our Mishnah, I'm Yotze in French. If I know French, I'm Yotze in Hebrew. If I know Hebrew. Megillah is the one thing that I'm Yotze in Hebrew if I don't know Hebrew. Right? So Megillah is different than both categories. Hello, Frima.
I have a question on Tosfot. So how come it says, Halavi Sesha Ma Shuri? Wouldn't that imply that Megillah can work even if it's not Hebrew? Like if it's a language that they
don't know. Well, Alois is a foreigner who hears the Megillah in Ashurit. Ashurit means Hebrew.
Okay.
Ashurit is like a Sefer Torah is written b'ksav Ashuri. That's like We used to have that thing. The Ksav Ivri way of the letters used to be over here in the room. Right? Ksav Ashuris is the standard Sefer Torah writing.
Okay. Oh.
What's a Lois?
A Lois? Lois is a foreigner. Like when Rashi talks about Lashon Laz, it means a foreign language. Lois is a foreigner. So a foreigner who hears Megillah in Ashurit, who hears Megillah in Hebrew, is Yotze. But Hallel, Kiddush, I'm Yotze in French, even if I don't know French. The ones in the Mishnah, Kriya Shema Tefillah, I'm only Yotze in French if I know French. That's what Tosa says. Now, is there any logic behind a few problems with Tosas? Okay, this Tosas, yeah.
One question: in the previous Tosas, he agrees with the previous Tosas. The previous Tosas says Lamashma Hatha.
So one problem with this Tosas is this whole Tosas is based on a, I don't want to say a false idea, but an idea that is against the Gemara. Right. So Tosas number two is basing himself on an idea that Tosas seems to reject in Tosas number one. That's one problem in Tosas. That's a real problem. Problem number two in Tosas, I think actually Tequila maybe sent the wrong Tosefta to you. You should have the Tosefta in the back of your Gemaras, no? You have it there? It's all the way in the back of the Gemara. They have the Tosefta. Yeah. Basically, the Tosefta is a compilation of statements of Tanoim that Reb Chi and Reb Oshia had. Mishnayos were not written by Reb Yehuda HaNasi. What Reb Yehuda HaNasi did is he went throughout Eretz Yisrael and he collected the notes of different Talmidim that they took when the Rebbe was giving Shir. Reb Yehuda HaNasi did not write Mishnayos. He compiled Mishnayos. Now, that means that there are certain notes that Reb Yehuda HaNasi decided I'm not including in my list of Mishnayos. But they were real notes. Reb Chi and Reb Oshia later on took those notes and they put them into a collection, which is called the Tosefta. So Tosefta is a really authentic source, a little bit. It's really authentic in that it's really old, but it's entirely possible that Reb Yehuda HaNasi didn't include a particular set of notes because they were inaccurate, or he felt it was wrong, or whatever. So whenever you have a Tosefta, you have to take it with a little salt, no? Other yadur name. Is it accurate or not? So let's look at the Tosefta. Some could be some you don't have. The smaller Gemaras might not have the Tosefta. The bigger Gemaras have it. I'll read the Tosefta to you. It's like 4 words, 5 words. It's Perek Zayin of Sota. Halacha Dalet. Now, the reason why Tehila put down the wrong source in the Tosefta is because there are different editions of the Tosefta in the Bar Ilan. There's the Lieberman Tosefta. Professor Shaul Lieberman was a professor of Talmud in the Jewish Theological Seminary. He's a massive Talmud Chacham, a Goy Nailon. He has one edition of Tosefta that's based on the Ksav Yad Erfurt. There's another standard Tosefta, which is the Ksav Yad Kaufman, which is the standard printed Tosefta that we have in the back of the Gemaras. Oftentimes, there's different numberings between them, and if you Bar Ilan a Tosefta, is that like a verb form to Bar Ilan something? If you Bar Ilan a Tosefta, you might end up with the wrong Mar Makom. So look at the Tosefta Perek Zayin Halacha Dalet. Who wants to read it for us? Temi.
Okay. Birchat Halal Yishma B'Tfila, Nemrin B'Chol Lashon.
Comma, period. That's what you have to know. Now, what's this Tosefta? Why am I bringing this Tosefta down? Birchat Halal, Shema, and Tfila is said B'Chol Lashon. Halal is to in B'Chol Lashon, and Halal is part of the same grouping as Shema and Tefillah. According to Tosfos, Hallel cannot be grouped together with Shema and Tefillah. Because Shema and Tefillah I say in French only if I know French, but Hallel I say in French even if I don't know French, the way Tosfos concluded, right?
Okay.
But the Tosefta is against the Tosfos. So that's problem two of Tosfos. Problem number one of Tosfos is that the previous Tosfos says the Gemara is against this. Problem two is that it's against a Tosefta. Problem three on Tosfos is that there, and Reb Moshe Feinstein has this in the Tshuva, and the Dvar Avram has this, everybody has this. There's absolutely no logic behind this. Can anyone think of a reason why Kriya Shema and Tefillah I could say in French only if I know French? But Hallel I could say in French, and Kiddush I could say in French, even if I don't know French. Is there any rationale, any rhyme or reason behind that distinction? Can anyone think of a Svara? I can't. Reb Moshe Feinstein couldn't. The Dvar Avram couldn't. No one can think of a Svara to distinguish. You see, what Tosis is doing is he's saying, oh, I have a bunch of things that the mission doesn't count. Obviously, they're different. I'll tell you why they're different. Or I'll tell you in which way it's different. But Tosis never tells us why. And the why is really hard to understand. So there are big problems with this Tosis. Nonetheless, Rabbi Abraham Gumbiner, who is that in normal language? The Magen Avram. There are two major commentaries on Shulchan Aruch Chaim. The Magen Avram and the Taz, no? The Magen Avram died in 1683. He was German. He wrote a commentary on the Shulchan Aruch called the Magen Avram. His name was Rabbi Abraham Gumbiner. The Magen Avram paskens like Tosfos. The Magen Avram writes in Siman Samach Beis. Siman Samach Beis is where Shulchan Aruch says that you could say Kriya Shema in any language. Magen Avram says, yeah, you know what, you could say Kriya Shema in any language, but you better understand the language. However, Hallel, you could say in any language if you don't understand it. And all of the commentaries jump up and down, and they spit wooden nickels, and they say, my dear Magen Avram, I don't know what you're talking about. You're quoting a Tosfos, but we got all these problems with Tosfos. And therefore, the Mishnah Brura. The Mishnah Brura's job, la halacha, is to basically bring down the major commentaries on Shulchan Aruch. If you read the introduction that the Mishnah Brura wrote, the Mishnah Brura says that people stopped learning Shulchan Aruch because it's too complicated. You have the page, and you have the Magen Avram over here, and the Taz over here, and the Shari Tshuva over there, and too many commentaries. So I'm going to write one commentary that will include all of the earlier Perushim. And that's what he calls the Mishnah Brura, no? And the Mishnah Brura usually quotes every single Magen Avram. If the Mishnah Brura doesn't quote a Magen Avram, that is very significant. That means he doesn't hold like that Magen Avram. And in this case, the Mishnah Brura Siman Samach Beis Sifkat and Gimel Paskins. Am I Yotze Hallel in French if I don't understand French? Right? The Mishnah Brura says against the Magen Avram, against Tosfos, that you're Yotze Hallel in French only if you speak French. Ad kan Divrei HaMishnah Brura. Now, let's just take a step back, and then we'll come back to the halachic conversation in 3 minutes. Can anyone think of a reason why Hallel, Kiddush, Brachos, why it's not mentioned in our Mishnah? Tosfos is bothered by this kasha. That leads Tosfos to say this razzle-dazzle idea that what? That, oh, you're Yotze Hallel in French, even if you don't speak French. But can anyone think of a different suggestion? Why the Mishnah did not include Hallel and Kiddush, etc.? As you get to know me better, you'll start calling out. It's okay. I can handle the pressure. So I have a suggestion. Shira, it looks like you're thinking. So I'll give you another minute.
I was just looking at the Mishnah to see, but I did not think of anything yet.
So, what would you call Hallel? If I'd ask you, what is Hallel? What would you say?
Shevach.
Shevach. But even more broadly? It's a prayer, no? Isn't Hallel one of the prayers? Kind of, sort of. Shevach is part of prayer. Shemoneh Esrei is Shevach Bakasha Hoda'a.
All Mizrei Tehillim,
so something
that was written by
Anshik Nesai Gedolah. What?
They're all like
Mizrei Tehillim,
aside from like
a text
that's actually written by
Anshik Nesai Gedolah. Okay, I mean, Hallel is written before Anshik Nesai Gedolah. Hallel is the Tefillah of David HaMelech. But one could argue that Hallel might be a prayer, if I define prayer broadly. And maybe the reason why Hallel is not in the Mishnah is because it is in the Mishnah. Because the Mishnah says Tefillah, and Hallel is a Tefillah. What about Kiddush of Shabbos? Also a Tefillah. What do you mean? Kiddush is a Tefillah?
Yeah, it's like the whole goal I'm like trying to remember that. Like, isn't there like a whole like Rambam about like how like Kiddush is like because the Ikar of Kiddush is just saying in the Tefillah, and the Kiddush of Shabbat is really the like Ikar of Kiddush. And so then like Kiddush ain't Zachor because yeah, and like there's something like, right?
Good, but you're almost getting it 100%, but not exactly. I fulfill my mitzvah d'oraisa of Kiddush when I say Shemoneh Esrei.
Right.
Friday, right, what's Kiddush? Kiddush is that on Friday night I say, Hashem, you made this day called Shabbos, it's special, it's different than all other days. Okay, let me take out my prayer book. And I see, in my prayer book, when I daven, and I daven Friday night, and I say, oh, Hashem, you made this day, Shabbos, and it's different than all other days, and that's like kind of amazing, no? Right? We make a bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadesh HaShabbos. We say that in davening. In fact, so much so that some of the Achrenim are bothered by Akasha, that it is standard practice in certain communities that, let's say, the husband goes to shul Friday night and the wife doesn't.
And the husband fulfills the
So Shabbat. Maybe the husband fulfilled his mitzvah of Kiddush in shul Friday night.
So maybe
and the wife didn't go to shul. So maybe the wife should make Kiddush and be moti her husband.
This is just stuff I don't mean everybody was
yeah.
screaming about.
So everyone talks about this. It's like, right, yeah. So Reb Kivager has a suggestion that come home from shul and just say good Shabbos and maybe you yotze Kiddush. May not try by saying good Shabbos. And like, but that kasha is predicated on the fact that Kiddush is davening. Davening is Kiddush. So maybe the fact that the Mishnah doesn't say Kiddush of Shabbos is because Kiddush is davening. And maybe, how come brachos aren't mentioned? You're having too much fun. Hey? Torah is very serious. We can't have fun. What's going on, Chefra? If it's really good, you have to tell me.
No, we just had like a lot of arguments with people about women fulfilling the theme of Kiddush, because Daphne was literally women of the same.
Nosher machayavos and Kiddush hayom dvar Torah.
Yeah, and
women have the mitzvah of Kiddush d'oraisa, no questions asked. Gemara in Shavuos Daf Kaf. Tosis actually referenced it over here, kind of, sort of.
Yeah.
The Kiddush is d'oraisa.
No, and it's a great Mishnah Berurah that women can make Kiddush unless there's not family members.
The Mishnah Berurah assumes that there's like a tznius issue of women making Kiddush. Okay, again, that's a much longer conversation.
You know, we had this a lot, that's why.
Yeah, these are like not uncommon conversations, right? Okay, gotcha. Yes, ma'am.
So would bracho then be related to either Tila or Birchas HaMazon?
So like, brachos might be part of Birchas HaMazon. In other words, Birchas HaMazon is the Torah's bracha. Again, it could be that there's another bracha in that Torah. I think Daf Yomi today spoke about Birchas HaTorah. Hishem Hashem Ekra. Daf Yud Aleph is Birchas HaTorah, but comes again the Chaf Aleph. No? Okay, whatever. But I'm not learning Daf Yomi. I'm just doing this in memory. But the point is, one could argue that Birchas HaPer is Birchas HaMitzvah, so also, they're brachos. Birchas HaMazon is the bracha, so it could be the Keren Ayur says that Tosis has no kash at all. That all the things that Tosis says, how come we left it out? The answer is we didn't leave them out. Good. Now, Ms. Landa.
Wait, so you're saying they didn't leave them out because it's included? Because
it's in.
Oh, I thought you were going with because it's you already fulfill the, let's say for Kiddush, because you already fulfill the Duritz obligation during Tefillah, you can then say Kiddush in a language you don't understand because you
already... Oh, that's... Yes, I'm not saying anything that fancy. What I'm saying is that Kiddush is davening. Okay. Davening is Kiddush. Since I'm Yotze Kiddush and davening, that's all I need. Okay, so now what I'm going to try to do with you in the next, like, 10-15 minutes is two bits of Lumdus. I gave you an introduction at the beginning of the semester to my understanding of Lumdus. So this may or may not be true, but we hope that it is enjoyable. Deep breath, let's go. The Magen Avraham basically paskins la halacha, that anything that is not in our Mishnah, you can say in a foreign language, even if you do not understand that foreign language. Right? Isn't that what the Magen Avraham says? Magen Avraham paskins like Tosfos. Is Sfiras HaOmer in our Mishnah? So according to the Magen Avraham, what should be the halacha of Sfiras HaOmer? What? It should be that your Yotzei Sfiras HaOmer in a foreign language if you don't understand it. Right? That's what should emerge in the Magen Avraham's analysis. The Dvar Avraham. Okay, who was the Dvar Avraham? The Dvar Avraham is Rabbi Avraham Kana Shapiro. He's the Rav of Kovna. He was killed at the 9th Fort in Kovna on December 7th, 1941. The Dvar Avraham wanted Rav Soloveitchik to marry his daughter, and for some reason, the Rav wasn't interested. That's like a whole other story, but okay, that's like a cute anecdote. Because the Dvar Avraham liked the Rav so much, the Dvar Avraham wrote a letter when the Rav was going to America. The Dvar Avraham wanted the Rav to marry his daughter. He wrote a letter that the Rav is going to America, and he says that this is a Jew that Yeroi Lifso Kemoso B'chol Makom. That's like the language the Dvar Avraham wrote about Rav Soloveitchik, that you could pass it like him in every place. It's like this Yeshiva University in 1984 published a two-volume Sefer HaKavod for Rav Soloveitchik, and this letter is printed in the inside cover of the first volume. It's a famous letter. Dvar Avraham asks the Kasha. He says, Magen Avraham, you hold that stuff that's not in the Mishnah Yotzi in the foreign language, even if you don't speak the foreign language, but yet you, Magen Avraham, in Simin Tuf Pei Tes, Se'if Katin Beis, you paskin that you're only Yotzi Sfiras HaOmer if you understand the language that you're counting. So if I would, you know how like in some shows they call out the molad? You know, like, the Moilad Vetzayin, Muntigin de Free, Fira Zeger, and Zexminut, Noch, whatever. You know? Does anyone understand that? Even the guy who says it doesn't understand it. Right? I'm a Yotzei Sfiras HaOmer. If I say it in Yiddish, because I'm traditional. Even if I don't understand Yiddish. So the Pashas and the Magen Avraham should be, based on his analysis of this Tosfos, that you're Yotzei. But yet the Magen Avraham says you are not Yotzei Sfira if you say it in a foreign language, if you don't understand it. So the Dvar Avraham asks, why? Why would that be true? Sarit.
Because there's no Masa counting if you don't understand
So the Dvar Avraham answers that counting has to mean definite. 1, 2, 3. Right? If you have 1, 7 3/4, not if it's not definite, that's not counting. And therefore the Dvar Avraham says this idea to answer the Magen Avraham. And based on this he explains how come we don't count Sfiras HaOmer as a Sveika Diyoma. Sveika Diyoma, no? I'm not sure what we don't know about the calendar. Maybe I keep a second day of Yontif. We don't know. So maybe if we don't know, we should count Sfiras HaOmer also, based on Sveika Diyoma. So the Dvar Avraham answers, no, you can't do that. The Ran and the Baal Mor asked that kasha at the end of Psachim. But the Dvar Avraham answers, you can't count based on Sveika Diyoma because counting has to be absolute. If it's not absolute, if you don't know it, it's not counting. That's the Dvar Avraham suggestion. That's a very powerful idea. However, halacha lemaisa, it is not accepted. You know, when a woman is a nida, So the halacha is she has to, after her flow stops, she has to do a bedika, a check, to ensure that the flow stopped. That's called a hefsek tahara. Then she has to check herself for 7 consecutive days after. That's the shiva nikiyim. Very often it's common that a woman has a question during those days. So you take the question, you send it to a rav or to a yoetz, to whoever, you send the question to answer, is it red or brown? That's basically the whole business. Red is a problem, brown isn't. But sometimes there's a lack of clarity. What color is this?
Brown.
Look at it under the sunlight. Look at it under the light directly. You'll see streaks of red. Right? This is the business of paskening neither shilas is, this is it. Right? Now, a woman sends a shila to the rav, to the yoetzet. And sometimes it takes a day or two to get back. So what day is she up to? She doesn't know. Is today 3? Is today 5? She doesn't know. If it was good, it's 5. If it's no good, I start it again, it's 3. No? Halacha l'maisa, it's fine. So you see from that halacha that we don't accept this idea of the Dvar Avram. So it's an interesting idea, but we see that we don't accept it. Point one. Next point that I want to mention is a famous Mishnah Brura. Famous Mishnah Brura. The Mishnah Brura writes that if I, again, according to Taisvis, right? Or forget Taisvis, la halacha, I could say Kriya Shema in French, correct? If I know French, I could say Kriya Shema in French? Everyone agree? Mishnah, Kriya Shema has said b'chol lashon. Mishnah Brura says, you know what? If you are in Manhattan, you cannot say Kriya Shema in French. You can only say Kriya Shema in French in France, or in Montreal, or in some place where they actually speak French. But if you are in a place that there are some people who speak French, in New York City, guaranteed there are some people who speak French, no? But you're not Yotze Kriya Shema in French unless you're in France. That's the Mishnah Berurah's Chiddush. And the Mishnah Berurah proves this from a Gemara in Kiddushin. The Gemara in Kiddushin says that there are different language, different expressions that you have to use when you get married. I could say, Hareyat Mekudeshetli. I could say, Hareyat Charufati. Charufati. So the Gemara says, oh, Charufati works in Yehuda. Because in Yehuda, in the country of Yehuda, people refer to marriage as Charufa. Okay, whatever, got it. Zuck the Mishnah Brura. Now, if you look at the Ritvan, that Gemara, and he thinks it's really clear in the Gemara, you're only yotzi if you say Charufati in Yehuda. Even though I know what Charufati means, she knows what Charufati means. There's no question at all. But you're only yotzi in Yehuda. Because you could only do something in a foreign language if you are in a place where they speak that language. Sarit.
Is that not just related to Edom, and then you could isolate it just to Kiddushin?
Well, even though I know what it means, the husband knows what it means, the Kala knows what it means, the Edom knows what it means, it doesn't help. Because you need a language of Kiddushin. And if I am in New York City and I say it in French, that's not a language. It's only called a language if I am in France and I say it in French. French is not a language in New York City. Meira?
Isn't Kriyat Shema and Kiddushin different in that, like, Kriyat Shema is just between, like, you and God and the Kiddushin?
So I certainly could make such a distinction. The Mishnah Berurah doesn't. Right? The Mishnah Berurah basically says, as a matter of halacha, I'm only Yotzei Shema in French and France. He proves it from Kiddushin. Right. And I think one of the Rashi Yeshiva in Panovich, Reb Shmuel Rizovsky, in his Shiurim, he argues on the Mishnah Berurah based on the point that you're making. That who says the Bein Adam L'Chavirim, Bein Adam L'Makom are governed by the same rules. Right? That's the same type, that's the basic point that you're making. In Shema, I'm speaking to Ribbono Shel Olam. So, fair. So this is the famous Mishnah Berurah. Rav Yitzchak Kuttner, was the Rosh Yeshiva in Chaim, Berlin, no? He was a creative fellow, very, very creative fellow. And when he was Nifter, they put out a Sefer Zikaron for Rav Huttner. And the Sefer Zikaron has a number of Shtiklach Torah. So I'm not going to get into the full Torah now. Maybe on Wednesday, Mir Tzashem, if I'm in a good mood, I'll say the rest of it. But Rav Huttner writes that at one point he was in Vilna, and he's speaking to Rav Chaim Isaac Grudzinski. And he tells Rav Chaim Isaac, by the way, I'm traveling to Radin next week. I want to see the Chafetz Chaim. At this point, the Chafetz Chaim was like a super old man when he was Nifter. He was like 99. No? I guess like by today's Gadol standards, when like you're not a Gadol until you're 85 and you have to break 100 until like... But the Chafetz Chaim was 99. And that was pretty old. And Rav Huttner went to meet the Chafetz Chaim. And Rav Chaim Isaac says, when you go to the Chafetz Chaim, ask him a kasha on that Mishnah Brura. How come, right, you paskin that you're not Yotze Kriyashma in French if you say it in New York? That was Reb Chaim Isaac's kasha, and he told Rav Huttner to ask this kasha. Rav Huttner also asked the Chafetz Chaim another kasha when he went to meet the Chafetz Chaim, which is that the tshuva of the Binyan Sion writes that you only fulfill the mitzvah of Shalach Manis if you send it with a shaliach. And Rav Huttner said, why are you paskening like that? It's like so strange. These are the two kashas that we know that Rav Huttner asked the Chafetz Chaim. And the Chafetz Chaim was very old. And he said as follows, Wenn mir haben geschrieben, haben mir gut durchgetan. Okay? You want to translate?
No, I didn't.
Wenn mir haben geschrieben, haben mir gut durchgetan. When we wrote it, we thought it through very well. A few points to be said about this. First of all, the Chafetz Chaim is very old already, and he didn't exactly remember the Cheshbon. He didn't exactly remember why he did it, but he's not going to change his mind. He said, I thought it through very well. The second point that I heard Rav Schechter make many times is that the Lashon that Rav Huttner writes in Yiddish is Wenn mir haben geschrieben, when we wrote it. The Mishnah Brura was not written by the Chafetz Chaim alone. No? This is like the dirty little secret. The Mishnah Brura was written by a lot of Talmidim in the Yeshiva of Radin. He assigned different guys different portions, and the Chafetz Chaim edited the Mishnah Brura. So it could be that when he said, Wenn mir haben geschrieben, when we wrote it, we thought it through very well. Again, it could be it's the royal we. It's entirely possible. But could also be that this is evidence to the tradition that we have that the Chafetz Chaim did not, the Chafetz Chaim's son wrote a biography about his father in the Kol Kisvei Chafetz Chaim. There's a biography. If you guys want, I have a series of shiurim on YU Torah called Halachic Men, where I like go through the biographies of various Gedolei Yisrael. So I spent a summer talking about the Chafetz Chaim. So a lot of the information is in the Chafetz Chaim's son's biography of his father, and the Chafetz Chaim's son writes that my father didn't write the whole Mishnah Berurah. I once had a conversation when I was still living with my parents in Lawrence. So one of the Chafetz Chaim's son-in-law was Reb Mendel Zaks. He was my predecessor. I'm the Bochen in Yeshiva. I test all the incoming students. Reb Mendel Zaks, Chafetz Chaim's son-in-law, was the Bochen in Yeshiva. When I became the Bochen, actually, I found some of his svarim in the office. It was kind of cool. So one time, one of Reb Mendel Zaks' grandsons came to like collect money from my father. So I'm having a good time with him. So I say, tell me, like, what's your opinion about how many people wrote the Mishnah Berurah? So he's like, in the family, we say that the Zayda Alein had geschriven. I'm like, what about this story? He's like, the Zayd Alein HaKishribin. What about the biography? The Zayd Alein HaKishribin. I don't know. That means the grandfather himself wrote it. I don't know. The way we say it in Yeshiva is that Mishnah Berurah was written by a group of Talmidim and Chafetz Chaim looked it over. Okay, there's much more to say, Chevra, but we will continue B'li Neder Bezos Hashem on Wednesday.